He's going.
Yes, I'm going.
Is that what he whispers?
Generally.
I'm going.
Right now. Here. Okay. Like a raging case of herpes, we are back, everybody. Welcome to episode 28 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am joined by the rest of the Nerdcast crew, coming to you live / pre-recorded from Site B. So we'll go around the table and introduce the usual suspects. We got Joe Dust.
Fuck all of you.
Nicely done. We have Big Matt.
What up, my nerds?
You know, the Nazis had pieces of flair, but they made the Jews wear them.
We have Cripple J.
What's up?
And Sound Guy Steve.
Sup, y'all?
Play that music, shit.
Bitch.
Special guest. Oh, it gets her different announcement.
Oh, okay. Apparently, you played attention in rehearsal, you fuck.
Oh, yeah, rehearsal.
All right, here we go. Okay, as always, at this point of our illustrious show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. And for that, I will turn to our official beer snob, Cripple J, to let us know who we are drinking today.
All right, this is actually from AB, Big Brewery. It's their underground collection. It's called Date Night. It's a light lager with aged in vanilla beans. 4.0 APV.
Mm. Sounds like Bill Cosby's type of thing right there. Date night.
No, or like, yeah, like date rape night, I guess.
Watch out,
so I'm only going to remember drinking half of this beer.
Steve and the soundboard.
He's snorting at his own drops. That's awesome.
All right. Oh, we do have a special guest in the house tonight. Who may or may not share information with us. we have Joe's friend / Paul McCartney expert, Jeff.
She's the one? Yeah. Oh, now I know who you are.
You're the one that asked me if Paul McCartney was in the Beatles.
In all fairness, that was like at the end of it.
Yeah,
it's okay.
We had been
there's
drinking
no
a lot.
Fairness.
Too.
No, there's no fairness.
I know,
at all.
But that was pretty funny.
But I was looking. I've been wanting to introduce her for like that forever. Like,
or
Paul, Paul McCartney you historian.
You could take her to Bush Stadium when she comes here and plays. There.
Sold out.
Dude, is it sold out? Stuff,
yeah, yeah. Just take your stuff of it.
Oh, that's cool. I can get tickets for $800 on stuff of it.
All right, so.
She didn't even say hi. Let her say hi. You talked right over.
I did?
Okay.
Jesus.
Hi.
There you go. Now we're good.
Sorry, I didn't realize.
You're out of practice.
I am. This has been like 3 months since we've done anything.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah. Matthew.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
We didn't prepare at all for this, to be honest with you.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Okay, well,
it's been since like February that we've seen each other, maybe?
The end of January. My divorce party was like...
Yeah.
Jesus. Because now it's, what, April? Mid-April now.
Yeah. April 17th.
We did some material in between then, right? We had some stuff come
you
out.
You and Jay did a
That's
mini
the
episode.
Only thing we've had come out in the past
Yeah, I think that was
months.
The only thing.
Yeah. So we've lost a lot of, you know...
We could have had Marcus filling with on something. He could have said fuck for an hour straight.
So fucking Joe's got fucking kidney stones and he can't fucking pee.
No, I can pee just fine.
That's for episode 29.
Oh,
teaser.
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 Okay, well, what should we start with?
Deadpool.
Deadpool? Okay.
Deadpool. Did everyone see it?
Yes.
Yes. No.
You didn't go see it, honestly?
No.
What's wrong with you?
I'm waiting for it to come on HBO. I'll see it in like September.
Oh, you're missing out.
It was probably the best movie I've seen in a long time. It was really that good. It was really, really good.
Have you seen it, Jess?
No, I have not.
No.
Okay.
It's cool.
But what was your review of it?
I mean, I liked it a lot, knowing next to nothing about the character.
See,
we're being invaded. Intruder!
Okay.
Rape light, go off! So, oh, it's just Lori. Never mind. Rape light, go off!
She didn't ring the doorbell this time, so hey, welcome, Lori. Thank you.
She's learning. Yeah. She's learning, yeah.
No, anyway, I liked it a lot. Well, of course, Ryan Reynolds is fucking hilarious, yeah. But the just from what I know of the character, they stay pretty true to like you know the comic and stuff, get your fourth wall breaks in there. Mm-hmm. and of course, it's like the humor is all, I mean, the action, everything, but mm-hmm. the humor, of course, of Deadpool. That's my favorite part of it. Which
they,
is like,
and they got it right. That yeah. was the best thing.
Everything I've seen was it was awesome.
Did you? Did, I think they said it cost $50 million to make it. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
The thing grossed what 600 some odd million?
Oh, it's over like, 700
yeah,
worldwide
at this point now. So
that's like a $650 million profit.
You, not even Jewish and you can do it, man. Look at you. Congrats, man. I'm proud of you. But yeah, dude, that's pretty phenomenal.
Find your bag of gold.
What's kind of Jesus? What's kind of well funny slash sad at the same time? I'm not anti Marvel or Deadpool, but domestically, Batman v Superman is not going to make what Deadpool made here in the States. No. It's made more worldwide, but it's not going to make what it's made domestically. Which you know.
Which I honestly couldn't see that happening, which what? Is sad. It's a sad
just
state
with the PG-13 rating for you know Batman v Superman, and then. Just those two biggest, you know, most recognized private comic book characters out there. Mm-hmm. You're gonna make a. What the fuck is happening?
She's putting lip gloss on her.
Joe Dust is getting lip gloss applied right? by.
Would you fuck
you?
You
look more professional.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I'd fuck me.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I'll set you up, bro. There you go. Now tuck but, it in. Tuck it between your legs.
Right, it's probably all up in my mustache now.
Yeah, wait. Yeah.
No, my favorite part of Deadpool, to be honest with you, was the interaction between him and it was Vanessa was her name in the movie.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. The girlfriend, when they would compare how bad their lives were.
You know, oh, yeah, yeah,
oh,
it was good.
Geez, that was great.
And then everything or, with T.J. Miller, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Negasonic teenage warhead chick. He's like, yeah. I like when he knocked on the door to the mansion. He's like Ripley from Alien 3.
But the only fear I have now is you're going to now see a rush of nothing but R-rated comic book properties just because of, oh hey we made it cheaply and they made a ton of money off of it, we're gonna get everything to be R-rated and it's not gonna be able to meet what Deadpool was because that's it's its own entity and now they're gonna try and copy it and it's just not gonna work.
They're already doing it with Batman v Superman for the
well they have
these, cut.
Well yeah when that comes out but I think you're gonna
I think that's more just for I guess what it's about violence and shit. I don't think just cussing.
Yeah,
I don't see Batman going fuck you. But, I mean, I would,
well
Zack Snyder directing it.
Yeah, there's
may.
a lot of things that went right in that
yeah,
movie.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he will do that. So. But
everyone signed on for number two already now, too.
Who's going to be Cable? Who are they going to have?
I don't know. I haven't heard
I hope
yet.
Keira Knightley, seriously.
That would be hilarious.
It would be.
Somebody but did some fan art
I still
of
think
that.
The guy was, I don't know his
the guy
name.
From Avatar would
the guy
be
from
the best
Avatar.
One.
He yeah. fits it, to be honest with
yeah.
you.
And he's lobbying for it.
Well, who else could you think
well,
of that? At that
look at
that,
him in Avatar,
that
it's like, that's Cable. Yeah. And the dude, he has the exact same look. That
yeah.
flat top, the gray.
With the messed up eye, too. I think when he gets the messed up eye, it'll be pretty cool. But I think, okay, there you go. Deadpool. It's been out forever. We're so late talking about it. It doesn't
I've
really matter
that,
what
yeah.
we have to say.
We're
going to
talk about Titanic next.
Well, you could talk about the fact
oh,
that...
Oh, by the way, about that, last night when we and Lori were at trivia, they said that this guy had a trivia question about the top grossing movie. They said it was Star Wars Episode 7, but I thought it was Avatar that was worldwide still beat it.
Well, yeah, worldwide. That's the yeah. that's the.
See, that motherfucker didn't specify. He goes, "What was the top grossing movie of all time?" And he's like, "I'm like, is it domestic or worldwide?"
Did The Force Awakens like pass that in America?
Oh yeah, kicked yeah. the shit out of it by damn but, near 200 million.
But the thing is, with Titanic, they had multiple releases of that. And they're gonna do another multiple release of Star Wars. They're gonna
well,
I don't know if they'll
like
do Force Awakens before Rogue One, but I guarantee you before Episode 8 comes out, they'll re-release Episode 7. So like, oh, go see that again before you go see that.
Well, they're re-showing the original trilogy too.
They'll milk every.
How many times
have
they done that? Yeah,
they'll milk every.
Is it nerdy? I'm gonna get a BB-8 decal and put it on my orange Honda Fit. Because it's
yeah.
orange.
What you want. I want to get that toy though. I heard the cool.
I thought Matt would say, "Oh yeah, it's cool." He goes, "Do what you want."
You know, decals. I mean,
I have a Blues decal on it right now. Should I just keep that?
Here's the
or after they lose to the Blackhawks,
I just
here's take
topic.
That off.
How old is too old to be putting decals on your car?
37. I don't know. We still got a few years.
Nah, I stopped in high school. So.
I mean, you know.
Well, it'll go good with my Believer decal that I have.
Believer.
On the other side of
along with your coexist one, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And your fish.
My fish. The you mean the band?
The
or?
Christian.
Oh, the. Yeah, well, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, the one that has the fish with the legs, too.
I like yeah. It says Darwin on it. The
yeah.
one with the legs.
Yeah.
And then I have my stick figure family also.
Oh, I like the one where they had the stick figure family like massacred, like
the zombies.
Yeah, the zombie
yeah.
One, yeah,
those are cool.
Would you ever? Would you be that guy eventually?
Never.
What makes people think that that's okay? That's what I want to know.
What? Stick figure families or decals?
Well, decals. We'll have a talk about that. You're too old. Don't do that anymore.
I'm your age.
That's what I'm saying.
I just figured that out 2 months ago. I thought you were like 4 years older than me, and your time has not been kind to you.
Well, Tony's the old fuck here.
I'm not the oldest person in the room anymore.
Tony's
48. Don't say any names.
Tony's 48.
She wants an alias.
The Red Queen.
Resident Evil.
The Red Queen.
And we're not
Red
talking about. We're not talking about. Yeah.
Red Queen's Queen. Alice in Wonderland.
Is that what?
I thought there was a Red Queen on Game of Thrones.
That's Red Wedding.
Red Wedding.
One in Resident Evil? Isn't that Red Queen?
No.
What the fuck is that then?
I don't know.
You've been kissed by fire.
I don't know.
You're all going to die down here.
You're all going to die down here.
What's Resident Evil then?
Remember.
Who gives a shit?
That was a good movie, though.
The first one's
first
good.
First two,
yeah.
Actually,
they're
the
ending
second
it.
One, too.
That's going to end this year.
Yeah, no,
it's like
that.
Number 17.
Mila
Jovovich.
No, like
eight, I think.
Hey, this is Mila Kunis. Yeah. Hey, Mila Jovovich fucking kicked that one out of the fucking bucket, man. I'm serious.
That's a good movie. The first one's
I'm
really
not familiar
good.
With that term.
Laura, when I they feel say, like I'm making yeah. a softcore porn. We're like,
holy shit.
We're in Tony's condo, and her camera's really professional. And
does she take pictures of your balls with that thing? To make them look bigger.
we're working up to that. We started at the taint, and we're moving forward.
You're teasing it?
Oh my God. You guys, they're black and white, and they're classy photos.
Well, I feel awkward because now he's got lip gloss on. She's taking pictures.
I do. I have lip gloss.
He's preparing for the camera.
I'm glad we're not. Yeah, we haven't strayed off topic yet.
Well, we're
going
to have a rainbow party
on
Steve
later.
We all have
we
to have different
have
colors.
Here, dude. We're just going to have to go tangent on this.
Well, we do have. All right, we have a special guest. I would like to hear her, you know, speak
well,
about
we'll
something.
Well, we'll save that for the last thing we talk about.
Because I doubt
that's
you've
like
seen Deadpool or Batman v Superman.
Batman v Superman for episodes.
I haven't seen either of those either.
My bad.
Either. Whatever. Yeah.
Depends if you're a prick or not, how you say it.
Deadpool, I want to see Batman versus Superman. You guys have seen it?
Yeah.
Good? It didn't look good to me.
C-minus. C-minus.
Yeah. C.
I'm glad I didn't pay money for it.
Yeah. I give it an A.
I think that's... I'm going to wait for HBO also.
Because
on that one.
Here's the thing. You could watch that, or you can watch some other dog shit movie that they made.
I didn't
know?
See how to watch dog shit guys, movies. Except for Brokeback Mountain. Fuck off. It's good.
I didn't dislike it. It's just... There's
you guys,
some, I need to see it again.
Expectations of movies are just too high, I think.
Fuck it.
You and Jay are both like, I'm going in with low expectations.
I am, and I came out with like saying it was good.
Deadpool, I think I'd
like.
I didn't
dislike it.
Really good.
Yeah.
I didn't dislike it, but I'm like, if I'm not giving it above a C+, C-, though. It's very average, man. Plus, there's shit that didn't make sense.
We live in a time where Batman and Superman are on a big screen together. Who would have thought we'd ever get
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and one of them's Ben Affleck.
Exactly.
Don't worry. Hey, when I came home, I joed. I'm like, hey, I got to see Batman v Superman. So I did it.
I'm going.
Yeah. I'm going.
I'm gone.
Tony doesn't come. He goes.
That's right.
He said that before the movie. He said that after the movie.
It was good. Yeah. But let's save it for 29.
Okay, sorry. I had no idea
fine.
It was 29.
We're not going to talk about it in 29. We're talking about it right now.
Okay, fine.
What exactly?
Okay.
Okay, no. You hold. You're a C. He's an F. He's giving it up because he didn't want to pay money for it.
Jay, that's the biggest movie snob on the planet, though.
Because Jay hates DC. He does.
No,
you're a DC
I don't
hater.
Hate DC.
You are a DC hater.
Dude, I've been to DC. It's a lovely town.
Oh, I get it. He means Washington, D.C.
Yeah, trying to be funny. Why did you hate it?
I just felt like it was a choppy story. It didn't... Like, none of the story arcs ever really did anything. They just kind of were there for a little bit, and then they went to something else.
Okay.
They tried to cram too much into it. I loved Batman. I loved Wonder Woman. Superman was okay, but
would
the
you
story
agree?
Itself, I didn't do it for
Will me. You agree that's the best Batman we've seen on screen? The most correct or the correct portrayal of how he's supposed to be?
Would yes, I would agree with that.
Okay. So you've got
what?
The best Batman we've
Even
seen.
Even better than Christian Bale?
Not Bruce Wayne, not the actor being him, not the story, but just the character of Batman.
I thought he was a little more reckless than in the comics.
Did he talk like this?
No, he used
well, that's
the
voice modulator.
They used the voice modulator.
Did he have the voice modulator in the comics? Or did he just had a standard voice, didn't
he? I think it was a standard voice. I don't, well, you never,
well, we don't actually hear his voice, so we couldn't really
So he sounded like the guy from The Fashionable Male?
Okay, but, so you because the story being choppy, and just not having a good flow is what you're saying.
And Lex just—he wasn't Lex. He was
I will give you that.
He was
Lex was not
Lex
a good portrayal.
Mixed with Heath Ledger's Joker. They
yeah,
were trying to get
exactly.
that character.
With
he had the
Down
look,
syndrome.
The manner in it.
With,
mannerisms.
With less pills because he didn't die like Heath Ledger. Oh.
I'm going to get you, Superman.
I'm just kidding. Heath, rest in peace.
Okay.
I love how Steve tracks himself.
I will give you this.
He's like a kid with Asperger's.
He was the worst Lex that we've probably seen. I would prefer Michael, what's his name, doing that.
Michael version. Rosenbaum,
because
yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
a little more subdued, right? Not over the top. Okay, because we'll say Gene Hackman's way over the top.
Yeah.
And then Jesse Eisenberg's really way over the top and needed to tone it down a bit.
Rosenbaum. Yeah.
Subdued. Subdued right. to the point where you know he's an evil fucking person because he right. doesn't have to be over the top, energetic. He just goes, I know I'm one of the most evil people in the world. This is how evil people would really act. They wouldn't act like clowns, right? So I'll give you that. I'll give you guys Lex.
And I gave him a chance. I just, when I watched the movie, I'm like, okay, I didn't mind him being like a little kind of, you know,
and then
off, but I'm like, dude, you're, what the fuck, man?
I will go back to your story being chopped. Did you read the article where they said that this was supposed to be a four-hour film? They
had yes, I did see that.
So jeez. Technically what they should have done, if it was going to be 4 hours, there should have been a part one, part two.
Agreed.
Break it into two-hour movies and find a natural breaking point, which if you were to ask me, was there a natural breaking point in this movie? No, there was not. They didn't leave one there. And then the other issue you're having with it, and I would say you're having with it that I brought it up, was they gave away too much in the trailer. You saw much of the movie in the trailer.
Yeah.
And
had
while they didn't show the ending, you knew how it was going to end.
And, well, they also said or the whole thing about how Doomsday was created. That was a rumor on the internet that came out
long
years
time
ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that they didn't change it or hide it enough, I put that on them. Had you not known that's what was going to happen, it would have made the movie better.
No, I agree with that completely.
Too much was spoiled with the movie. That's why I think you didn't like it, and you didn't like it as much as you wanted to like it. I give it a good grade. I give it an A because
I didn't see it.
Everything I wanted to see.
I like Doomsday. I mean, some of the points these critics were making made like no sense. Like everybody bitched about all the violent or the destruction that happened in Man of Steel and shit. And so they thought like, oh, there wasn't going to be any destruction in this movie. So everybody was bitching about destruction in a populated area. So they were able to take it to an area where there was not a huge, you know, like it was basically empty, no population there. So they bitched about, well, there was still destruction, but they got around it because they fought in an unpopulated area. I'm like, that makes zero fucking sense. So but Batman wised up and took him to an area where nobody could really get hurt. But
how was Gotham across the harbor from Metropolis?
Yeah.
Because Metropolis was supposed to be in Kansas.
Metropolis is supposed to be like Chicago.
Well,
yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be like New York.
No,
Gotham's
supposed to be like New York.
They shouldn't be across harbor from each other. But then again, you have to understand this is their universe. They're doing
right.
I didn't mind it. I didn't think it was terrible. I thought it like being across the bay like that. I'm like, okay, whatever.
What is that sound that you're making there, Joe?
Oh, do we have an unofficial snack sponsor?
Yeah, Bamba Snacks. It's one of the few kids that didn't fall victim to the concentration camp.
Oh! Yes.
I should make sure it's the same rabbi doing the blessing.
Is it Rabbinate?
Rabbinate Halone. He's still doing it. Halone. Shalom, Halone.
Okay.
Sucking Hitler's D since the 1940s.
Oh. Just awful.
God damn it, Joe.
That is wrong.
But
I don't even know that kid. He's playing basketball, and he looks like he's having a good time.
He's wearing a blue diaper, too. Blue diaper with orange socks, right? Is that
that's actually
socks?
Not a blue diaper.
That's a blue diaper.
It's a pot of money.
God damn it.
Lori, we need a picture of that.
Is your beer red?
Yeah, speaking of money.
No, that's the bottom of the
This
jar.
Guy won $400 last night on a 50-50 raffle, bitch.
At a trivia night?
Yes.
And you didn't give it back, I'm sure.
He's not that guy.
No.
No. That's what everybody said. It's like, did you give it back? I'm like, why the fuck would I give it
You're
back?
You're supposed It's a
Steve,
fundraiser
what was
night,
it? Was
bud.
It for charity?
No, I put in. I've spent like $130 at that fucking place. I'm like, if I got money back, great.
It's usually for charity. Like, hey, this person's dying of cancer. Steve's like, thank you.
That's what we're asking.
Yeah, oh, well, fuck
one
that.
Of, one of Lori's friends. Oh, yeah.
They're raising money for the kids fly for uniforms.
But guess what?
Yeah, so
two of those little girls aren't going
to
be able to go on a trip.
So we can watch some chick in the Olympics in Rio put a snail trail on the fucking...
Hey, you can't steal my you can't steal my jokes.
He did. He stole it. Are we done talking about Batman?
I don't even fucking...
God, and you're probably talking about
they're
going to
deduct
girls.
A Tesla point. We have a 5-inch snail trail. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so here, last thing on Batman. It was good because you got to see the glimpse of Justice League. We're going to see what that was. Yeah. I mean, the two-minute clip of seeing the thing with Wonder Woman and Flash and Aquaman, worth it. Worth the entire 2 hours.
That was cool to see.
That was good. Now, tell me if this made any sense. We'll get off this fucking kick here.
Okay.
The movie's okay. It's clearly one of those ones I need to see again because I'm sure there's a lot of shit that happened that...
It's a long movie to retain all that information.
There's shit I'm sure I missed. What made absolutely no fucking sense whatsoever. Okay. At all. None. The fucking dream sequence that Bruce had in the Batcave.
The dream within a dream.
Okay, so he has that thing about Superman, you know, kind of like taking over some shit.
Parademons.
Parademons. And then he wakes up from the dream and then... I don't know who the fuck that one guy was. There's Flash. Like lightning. That was Flash?
That was Flash.
I had no idea who the fuck that guy was. Didn't like some metal fucking mask come over his head too at the same time?
That was Cyborg. You're talking about Cyborg. It was Cyborg.
In the dream?
No, it's the Flash,
after the dream.
Flash traveling through time.
You're talking about the first part.
Where he's asleep at the desk.
He just stole that shit. He stole that shit from Lex. And I guess he was decrypting it in the Batcave or whatever.
Yeah. So, okay, the first dream sequence, the nightmare sequence.
Okay, so I'm like...
They're calling that the Batman Nightmare.
Like
on the toys.
I'm like, what the fuck? That just came out of nowhere.
Why that's happening, I guess that's just... It's seeing what could happen if Batman turned evil, is what his big fear was.
They're setting up Justice League for Darkseid.
That's what they're trying to do.
And if Darkseid got a hold of Superman because Lois died, that's what was going to end up happening. That's why he had the parademons and he was corrupted.
Because they're setting up the big bad. They're trying to tell you how...
Well, how the fuck does he dream that, though?
It's just he's just dreaming. He's dreaming of the parademons. I don't know how he dreams of parademons. That's kind of weird. But dreaming about a world with a Superman gone crazy.
I get that.
I
got that part. I'm like, if he had been exposed like one of those mother boxes that were around, or he happened to touch that or some shit, I'd have been like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But he just fell asleep at his desk dreaming about a parademon. Then all of a sudden, I didn't even know it was Flash.
Yeah, that part.
If it was Grant I would have known it was Flash. Fuck you, Ezra Miller. But anyway, I didn't know that was the Flash.
I'd have to rewatch it, to be honest with you. The thing I'm thinking of, I thought that was a part with Cyborg.
No.
I guess you're saying it's Flash traveling through time.
Yeah.
Come back and say, warning him this is what could happen.
But it was in a dream sequence, so.
Yeah, I'm like, that made no sense.
Here, real quick, since people on the internet have been talking about it, do you think they should be or should not be using people on the CW stuff to play those in the movies? You know how they keep
separating your TV universe from
your movie universe. 15 fucking different people playing XYZ amount of people. It's like, can't you just use
Grant Gustin.
Yeah, use him. Why the fuck you gotta use like 90 different people?
It would definitely help them in the long run to have those people on there because they're recognizable, but I can see why they want to keep them separate. I mean, you're talking about the TV show, which has got its niche group, and they want to have its movie wide exposed to everybody. And so people are going to see Grant Gustin and think they're going to have to watch the TV show to be familiar with what's going on in the movies.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I'm of the belief that
they should just keep it together.
They should just keep the same Flash, keep the same Green Arrow. Because like you said, you're going to bring in movie tickets that way. You're already going to... Although most people that are going to go see these movies are people that watch that show anyway.
Yeah.
But it's just for continuity reasons. I believe in continuity, so.
Yeah.
So,
I've already pre-ordered the movie. I want to see the ultimate.
I want to see the 4-hour R-rated everything. Give me the whole story because that you might get something different.
I want to see Lois Lane in the tub, full frontal, just Superman going. You know,
I'm back.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, I want to see what
you want to see him pulling out the kryptonite condom.
That's right.
And he'll go, I'm going.
I'm going.
I'm going. Wait, that's Superman.
Yeah.
Where were the other drugs going? Okay. What was next? Or does that make any sense? I don't even know what we're talking about.
We would kind of just go all over.
Yeah, that's cool.
Shout out to the Blues too. They're getting ready to start.
Yeah, just getting ready to start.
Tony, I know you're a big NHL fan.
Hockey's the greatest sport ever invented.
Just for the record, they're watching male sand volleyball before we got here.
Hey, Sam Guy Steve turned that shit on. I'm not watching that fucking sand volleyball that was on TV.
It was
because Joe told me it was on NBC. I just turned it on.
It made me go.
Anyway,
next topic.
The next thing I had written down was Point Fest, but I don't know when Point Fest is. I don't know who's playing at Point Fest. I don't know who's excited for it.
Do people over 30 still go to Point Fest?
Do people over 30 still go to
Point Fest? Oh, hey.
Is there anybody notable going to be there? Yeah.
Deftones are headlining.
So, okay, when is Point Fest?
Who else?
For the audience that doesn't live here in St. Louis, what is Point Fest? Shall you explain
go
that
ahead,
to
Joe.
It's a place where a lot of local people go to do heroin, and it's put on by 105.7 The Point. And
they
get a lot of alternative.
And they
band.
Can bury the dead bodies in our radioactive waste right next door. So there you go.
Right by Matt's work.
Yes.
Okay.
Right by there.
All right.
So.
Jess, what's Point Fest?
it's a festival in St. Louis.
Where at
in
St. Louis
so
will they play?
I don't. What is it called now?
Verizon Wireless River
Casino.
No.
Hollywood Casino. Still,
Hollywood.
Right?
Hollywood Casino Amphitheater.
Yep.
Amphitheater.
Riverport Amphitheater.
It is Riverport still. Fuck Hollywood and everybody that are fucking place your.
I'm
bitch.
With you, Riverport.
It's how
been
long
Riverport.
Is Point Fest still? Is it just one day or they do it over a couple days now?
It's one.
It's still one day.
I think they did it what for like maybe 2 years. They did a back to back.
It'd be
show.
Like a Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. And this, what time does it start and what time does it go to?
Oh,
starts at like noon and goes to like
starts like
12.
The smaller they
it's
have
12
local
hours
bands, I
almost.
Think it's like 11.
Because isn't there multiple stages where they play?
There's like three, well, four stages technically.
Isn't that
I guess.
Bad though to do that? Because doesn't like one sound carry over to where the other? Stage
no, because it's like sounds? This guy plays
the main stage. They wait till
yeah, they wait till the end.
They wait for
and
the
other
count.
Two are just like on a valley basically.
Okay.
Yes,
it's just like Lollapalooza. Okay.
What
except it's not.
What
at
did
all.
They do?
Not at all.
What did they do for? What was that STP smaller. Thing when we went and saw STP back then? What was
like I remember that show.
Well, you.
Yeah, Joe doesn't. He doesn't even remember being there, man.
But no, that wasn't even. That was just Stone Temple Pilots. But it wasn't Point Fest, though. It was
no,
just.
It, wasn't.
It was just a. It was just the concert,
it was
and they
them
had
and Chevelle and
Chevelle
some
and
some other people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But. I mean, they had fucking four stages going on, and I was like,
that's pretty much what. Point Fest
right at the
is
entrance.
Now.
Then about 100 feet down, another one.
And you get there, and then there's beer tents.
No alcohol to be brought in. You have to buy everything there, I'm guessing, correct?
Well, yeah.
$9 beers, bitch.
$9
hey, if you can
beers.
Find a music video, it lets you bring your own alcohol in.
Well, bring a flask. Like, you can bring a flask, I guess.
Shit, even I'd go.
Can you
I mean,
sneak
if you
one of those in?
Conceal it, yeah. My friend Stacy
they
put
they,
one
they patch down
in between her girls and brought one in.
Because isn't she the one that made you carry her tampons?
I usually put
well,
a
that was a lot. That was a lot of booze.
I usually put a full fit of Hennessy in my
pants.
I never know.
No.
So okay, so who are the local like who's big like I've stopped listening to the Point for a little while here.
I really don't either.
So
but
I do.
Who are the local bands that are
the
big
local?
Now? Yeah, the local bands.
I
anybody
don't know.
Because
story of the years
that's,
there.
That's,
I mean,
yeah,
they're local.
That's the only. Yeah.
Is there
big
like the last
one.
Big local band for
yeah.
a long time now? There's nobody like Greek Fire is
well,
local.
Greek
Fire is
yeah, they're pretty well known now. I think
around here though, I don't
yeah.
know how.
Yeah, nationally
yeah.
known, I would say. Story of the Year is bigger than
they
are.
They play here in Los Angeles a lot, and that's
okay.
about
yeah.
it.
Okay, so no local bands to talk about that we could probably plug that they probably want us to.
There could have been a plug, yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
But,
yeah.
And
okay.
then,
so who are the main...
Deftones are the headliner,
okay.
and I'm forgetting, Chevelle.
Highly Suspect is the one I'm
oh, yeah, she loves Highly Suspect.
Highly Suspect. I've been hearing a lot about this Highly Suspect.
Yeah.
Why are they good?
You're
going to
make
what
her
is
go.
Their sound?
I'm going.
That's my new favorite.
So, let's talk about
I'm
Highly
going.
Suspect.
I'm going. Talking about Highly Suspect.
I'm going to Point Fest.
Yeah.
We can make it. We just did an ad for the fucking Point without getting paid for it. God
we're better
it.
Than the Rizzuto show.
Totally.
We are.
So okay, Highly
we don't
Suspect.
Have Kevin Smith on.
If you were
though.
To compare them to another band, what's their sound
who,
like?
Highly Suspect.
Yeah, I never heard a song of theirs.
I would say some of it sounds like Queens of the Stone Age a little bit.
Okay,
I would agree.
Yeah,
Queens of the Stone
that.
Age. Who do they sound like?
Queens of the Stone Age. Who
yeah.
do they sound like?
Yeah, who do they sound like?
Led Zeppelin. I don't know.
Okay.
They got dirty.
So highly, you're comparing Highly Suspect to Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Really?
What?
That's their sound?
No, I'm not confused.
I was like, okay, I'm trying to really get a feeling for their sound because I know nothing that they played. Like, well, they like have a.
Do you know Queens of the Stone
have?
Age?
Yeah, I know who they are.
Well, they.
I was just trying to go, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, shoot, like, I don't know. Everybody sounds like somebody, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So, like, how many hits do they have? They have a lot of hits. Highly Suspect. I'm, like,
I think they play two on the radio.
Two or
two.
Three.
So they have two yeah. radio plays.
They're a pretty, like, new up and coming band.
I think
band,
it's like Lydia and.
Lydia was their first one, which is a cool.
Is it a lot of screaming? Are they a screaming band kind of thing?
Not really.
No.
Okay.
It's a lot of guitar, and I'm trying to think.
Rock, are they rapper rock? They
no,
rap
no,
their song?
They're
okay.
rock.
They're just rock.
Yeah.
I got Limp Bizkit, because that'd be awesome.
I wish, but no, they're not. I was going to wear my backwards New York
no,
hat. My
you're
red
saying Limp, you liked Limp Bizkit when they came out. Yes, you
I did.
Yeah,
see,
I so
do.
So fuck you with that shit.
They have
man.
No longevity, though.
There you go. That's what I'm
Limp
saying.
Limp Bizkit sucked fucking dick.
And then Coheed and Cambria are there, too, which I'm excited about.
What song
I did on? Coheed. I like Coheed.
What song are they sing?
They sing a lot of songs.
I'm trying to make
They've
you sing.
For
I'm
a while.
Setting you up to sing.
Good Eye Sniper.
I don't don't know.
I mean, it kind of
see,
like
that's
it,
thing.
It
sounds much better
I
than the radio.
Just for the sheer thing of Chevelle, I would just go to Point Fish just to see them. But that's the thing. It's like $90 fucking dollars for a ticket.
Is it a
$90
ticket to go?
It's fucking.
Or is it cheap? I thought it used to be cheap to go.
For like...
Are you getting seats in that long?
Yeah, but it wasn't as cheap as it has been in prior years. It used to be like, what, $33 to see 33 bands or something like that.
$1 a band's not bad. Dude.
Yeah, that's and now weird. I think we paid
Well, do you really show up to see the local bands?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was like
did you guys get seats or lawn seats?
Just
seats,
yeah.
Oh.
They still got...
Does anyone... Do you, like, go all day? Like, do you guys show up when it starts and stay all the bands?
Well, I mean, that's a long Joe's day. Always late, so...
Yeah, Joe. Whoa, that feels weird that she just called me.
Oh, wow. Joe Duff. Just Joe, right. Yeah, wow. Yeah, don't call him by his government. That's,
I'm usually late, but I already got my junk out by 2 p.m. Okay. I'm like, where are the white women at? No, it's fun. It's good. Oh, that's really all I have on my radar this summer, because I'm not going to go to Lollapalooza this year.
Are you going to go to that 90s concert? If
I told Jay about it,
is
I
Is that the one we're talking about, this one right here?
No, this is a different one.
It's the
point
they're announcing
on
the
one.
Bands tomorrow.
Point's putting on a 90s concert? For real? Who's showing?
I know for a fact
that's the one you texted
311
about, right?
Will be there. I know that, but I don't know who the other bands are going
to
be.
311 was at the last Point Fest I went to.
Were they
in the Urge?
Oh, yeah, that was a wild band.
20 years
What is it called?
It's like a 90s point show. Because I'd be down
they
for
did
that.
Play a
some
point
good
fest
nice
back
stuff.
In the day. Yeah. Silverchair.
Will Taproot be there?
Who?
I don't know.
Oh. It was Seven Mary Three there in Dishwalla.
Dishwalla?
Dude, those are the bands that I'm
think
thinking
that was,
of that the point's going to announce tomorrow.
I think that was
oh,
the year.
Oh, they announced tomorrow. Time. So we
There's
we won't
a
90s know.
Show, a big 90s show the point's putting on July 9th, Saturday. I know 311 for sure is there because they have an open date in Missouri, so they just can't announce it till tomorrow.
It's one of those way back weekends.
It's a way back weekend show.
They announced the concert, and they said they'd announce
I want freaking like Third Eye Blind and some of those people to show up.
Will there be a hologram of Fife Dog performing? With a truck.
Dude, hologram Tupac would be cool with me, too. Yeah. You know they could honestly throw the Urge on there, too.
Well, they probably will.
A hologram of the Urge?
No, is that going to be like
no, they're still alive.
Is it, are they going to make it like a Point Fest where it's an all-day thing? Because you're announcing like a lot of bands.
I would think
it
it's going to
be.
That's a lot I bet it's bands, several bands.
Especially if they're doing it in the summer. That's going to be hot, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's July 9th, yeah. But
I hope Cypress Hill's there.
Because I saw 311 has an open date. I'm like, okay, well, whatever. They're probably playing, you know,
see,
Riverport. But then the point's announcing a huge 90s show. I'm like, okay, well, obviously that
My buddy
sense.
Can't go now, but I really I want to go see this weekend.
Pucifer?
Yeah, it's Maynard yeah, from Tools, his side band, who said, I'm going to talk Joe into going this Friday.
Mm. So I want to hear about this thing.
Peabody Opera House.
Oh, that's cool.
Joe won't go.
90s show. Yeah, where's this point thing going to be? Is that going to be a Riverport,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I think
when
so.
When is this supposed to be?
July 9th.
They're not announcing it.
They're
announcing
it like 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah,
tomorrow.
See, they don't have shit about it because here's their calendar.
Well, Coldplay's coming.
They will tomorrow.
What? Let's just go from now
I know. Hey, I kind of want to go see Coldplay, man. I saw him at Point, or
You know how I know you're gay?
Because I want
to
go
see Coldplay.
Yeah.
He's got lip gloss on, dude.
And
really?
Because
I want to take my boyfriend to go see Coldplay.
I think you look hot, Joe.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have very, like, shiny lips right now.
Is there
now.
Anybody coming?
And my beard
show?
Smells no. like cigars also, because I didn't watch
did you,
it.
Oh, my
morning.
God, I was
did
so
you smoke
worried
a cigar?
About where he was going to go with that.
My beard smells like pussy. But, like, but, no, I
he's
I was
choking.
In a cigar room
he's
last
choking.
Night smoking cigars, and Jesus. I took a shower this morning, and you know, like, when you get in the shower yeah. and you first, like, get that waft of shit?
Yeah.
I smelled like cigars. And
what'd you smoke?
I don't know. It was like $10 cigar,
oh, okay.
And me and my friend Laser, we were out there
yeah, Laser,
smoking
yeah,
at the
Laser.
Barrel Bar in O'Fallon, which is a cool
I've been
bar
there.
By
nice.
The way.
It's cool. Yeah, I've been there once.
You can smoke inside.
They have a cigar room in
really,
the back with
do.
Leather chairs and everything. It's pretty.
My phone did not ring. I'll let you.
It
know.
Is. It's a secret entrance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sir,
yeah.
Put
well, the other secret entrance. That's where
cigarette out, okay?
What? I didn't hear that.
That was it. Was
sir, put that goddamn cigarette out, okay?
But
it'll be funnier when I hear
Romeo
it,
and
sure.
Juliet's are the best cigars ever. I'm telling
oh.
you. Romeo and Juliet's. I love those cigars.
It was good,
I
man.
I got one every
But my beard I did not wash. I washed everything else, but
you
I
got,
just
oh, yeah.
I didn't have time. I didn't feel like scrubbing my beard. I washed
you
it yesterday.
You got to wash your sheets now. You just have cigar sheets now. Ugh.
I kind of enjoy that. But I can I think I smell like cigars in my beard right
and
now.
And pussy, so. Right that
down. And pussy.
Right,
yeah.
Oh.
I smoked a pussy cigar.
That's a good album title, Cigars and Pussy. I like it.
That's a good like 90s.
God, I can't remember
yeah.
the name
they
of
have, they would have,
the
like,
comedian
the
on Comedy Central
that
has
you know,
a skit about
yeah.
that. There's a comedian on Comedy Central who did a skit. It's called Eating Pussy and Kicking Ass, and he's like a country singer. And then throughout the skit, later on, he goes, and I sucked his dick and I kicked his ass. And then like, his friend turns to him and is like, and he's like, sucking dick and kicking ass. It's a good skit. We'll throw it up on the site. No, we won't throw it up on the site. Well. We never do.
Unless Jay does.
Yeah, we can throw it up on Twitter.
Yes, yeah.
And then we'll tag Scarlett Johansson.
When he gets done sacrificing a young child for its blood.
Moving on.
Okay,
what the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know.
Blood Sacrifice Sunday.
Oh, all right, yeah.
So next.
Well, no, back to the 90s.
Let's go back to the 90s. Yeah, no. In Entertainment Weekly, they got a Return of the 90 Stars, and they're doing a concert. If they come to St. Louis, because look, this guy's wearing a Tavon Austin jersey, although it's really not Tavon Austin because it's from the 90s, but look, it's number 11's Rams jersey. But anyway.
Is that Tone Loke?
Well,
yes.
I will get to Tone Loke. He is on this thing, man.
Oh, all right, so here we go. Sorry.
Jesus Christ. Up, yeah, back the fuck up.
Salt and Pepper, they will be there. And their main song from 1993 was Shoop. Do we all remember Shoop?
Oh, fuck yes.
Oh, yeah.
Did it make you moist, Joe, when you heard Shoop?
Oh, my goodness.
He's shaking his head yes.
Yeah, sorry, I'm eating.
He's eating my snack.
Yeah, Shoop was good.
Okay, next band.
Let me take a minute or two.
What else did they say? What else did Salt and Pepper do? They did Push It Right. Were they
Push It? In the, that was in the
What a Man.
80s. With What a Man.
Oh, is this all 90s?
Let's talk about
was
sex.
That, was that all 90s? Were they in the 80s for that too?
Push It was from
that was 90s. They were all 90s. Yeah,
Push It was from the late 80s.
Yeah, I think so.
Was it really?
Yeah.
No shit.
Sure. Push It was that, and then you had What a Man with En Vogue. Then you had Jesus. Let's Talk About Sex.
He's like Wikipedia for fucking Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
Okay.
They call me Lickopedia because my beard smells like pussy.
I should have never said anything. Sorry.
Okay, next one. This one's for Toner right here. All for One and the All for One.
Yeah.
The four is a four.
Yep.
Oh, my
they,
God. Do you know the song? Do you remember the song?
Well, they all did. They just remade fucking country songs. All for One did.
They did?
Yeah. They're all country remakes.
Was that a song? It was a country
was
song?
Was it I'll Make... No.
It was
I'll Make Love to You was Boys to Men.
Yeah,
right?
No.
What was the name of the song?
One. Shit. You guys know? All for One.
Because
sure they had a token white guy in their band, too.
No, I thought there was a couple white guys.
Wasn't there a couple white guys?
Only took one token white.
I don't know. I think is that All for One?
Was it Jared from Subway? I swear.
Two black guys, a Mexican, and a white guy.
I think it's the opposite way.
I think it was I Swear, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because that was like a country song that they redid.
They did it? I thought it was opposite. So I thought it was they did it first and then...
Someone covered it?
No, I think they covered like a country song.
They did?
No, it says...
We'll hit the read real quick.
A country song by John Michael Montgomery.
Oh, there you go.
And they covered it.
Okay, that's right. I know it was John Michael Montgomery, but I didn't know when.
There's a reason why All for One didn't last, because they fucking remade country songs.
Right? Well, it's because they used the number four rather than the proper spelling it out. And I'm.
It's very hip, though.
Yeah.
I was like, I get it.
All four.
But
wait,
they spelled
four
out
of
one.
Them. Hold on, I get it.
And they did spell one. What the hell? Why did they just use the one? They're inconsistent.
Because it would have been like All 41. And,
dude, I had them buried under my John Cicada CDs.
Oh, that's got these CDs, by the way. Okay, the next one is Color Me Bad, and Bad with two Ds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I Want to Sex You Up.
Yeah, 1991.
It's like Tony, that's all spelled differently.
That's right.
The first band without a hyphenation in their name, though.
Mm. Color Me Bad.
What else did they sing?
I
Want to Sex You Up.
I can't name another. These are all one-hit wonder people, except for Salt and Pepper has like three. So
Color Me Bad had like a couple, I thought. But
yeah.
See, I...
Shit.
Now, he's not the headliner, but I guess maybe he should be. Would be Vanilla Ice, right? Because out of all these
Jesus
groups, wouldn't Vanilla
Christ.
Ice be your headliner out of all those?
Oh,
what,
yeah, we got
to perform one song. And
no,
you know what though?
If he two songs,
if he closes it out with Go
two.
Ninja Go,
that's
yeah,
the
Ninja Rap.
Ninja
Rap.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Ninja
Rap. Yeah,
Ninja
with Kevin Nash on stage.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Don't tell me one song. Ninja Rap was better than Ice Ice Baby, man.
It was.
True.
It really was.
Oh, I got some mutant turtles fighting in front of me. Oh, I got a song, bitch.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm rich.
Yeah. He probably did make a shitload.
Now, hold on. You got one more.
You got a couple more. MC Hammer is the other.
Where
there?
Else? Listed here? Oh, they got some. Oh, I'll read those. Right. Hold on. We'll get to those. Tone Loke was one of them.
Yeah.
And the Loke has a line over the O to make sure you know it's a long O.
Oh, I see. Well, that's good.
I don't know
good.
What that's called. But this is 1989, so this is bullshit. They shouldn't be on the concert.
Why?
Mm. It's from 1989. Wild Thing. Mm. So
they're just rounding up, man. Semantics.
Okay,
they're
let's
going
see.
Ace Ventura.
And here's some other people that will be at the concert here. We got Biz Markie.
Nice.
I thought that was 80s too. Late 80s.
I thought so. Because that was I'm Just a Friend.
Okay.
Right?
He's bringing Yo Gabba Gabba.
Whoever put
him.
This fucking concert together can't count.
All right, and then
apparently.
We got.
Here you go.
Kid and Play's on there.
right.
Coolio. No shit.
Coolio. Oh, yeah, I miss Coolio. Coolio's got two good songs, right?
Fantastic Voyage and the
Gangsta's Paradise.
Gangsta's Paradise. Yeah. Who was the big fat black guy in the video that did the singing part of Gangsta's Paradise? What was his name?
I don't remember. Shit. I know exactly.
Was it Charles
Glenn?
No. That sings at the blues games because he looks just like him.
No, but that would be awesome. After he's saying when the Blues come marching in, he goes over and records with Coolio.
Because here's the thing, Charles Glenn's going to be at Hazelwood Park doing a concert. He's a band, if you didn't know that.
Yeah,
he doesn't just
cool,
sing
man.
The national anthem. I didn't know.
No,
that.
He's a local musician.
So Coolio. Oh,
fuck, I can see the guy.
He had more than two songs. Coolio had Fantastic Voyage.
He had two off the first
Gangsta's
album.
Paradise and one more
minute
after that,
after minute, hour after hour.
Yeah.
I'll look it up right now.
I'm looking it up.
Kid and Play are going to be there. Kid and Play. They actually had a song on Not the Movie.
Yeah.
What songs did they release?
I mean, I remember I House Party couple, 1 being all right. But
I think they had a couple albums first movies. And then made the House Party movies.
Okay. And that's it. That's all of them. Yeah.
Where are the Fat Boys? If they're digging these late 80s guys out.
No.
I think they died, actually.
So basically, these are pretty much like a couple hit. Because, wait a minute. Who's this guy? Is that the guy? Is that Informer? Is that
Loki.
Snow? Oh, never mind.
No, that's one of the Color Me Bad dudes.
Snow should be there, dude. That'd be cool. Yeah, that's your 90s music wrap up there.
Sweet.
They're going on tour. If they come to
it's
St.
mostly late 80s guys, but.
But
hey,
here's
it's
the thing
90s.
Would you go see that concert if they were in town?
The ones you read off?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't give a shit about any of that.
I'll live stream it, AKA, when it hits YouTube.
Yeah. So.
Or some shit. All
right. Okay. I didn't watch any of these, to be honest with you, to go over trailers. I'd have to watch them before we do the next episode.
Well, we can cheat from Entertainment Weekly and go through their summer movie guide.
By the way, what time did we fucking start, by the way?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Well,
we started recording.
It was right around 17:30, 7 minutes and 13 seconds, so we're at we're going on 60 minutes now.
Okay, so,
We're going to be on 60 minutes?
Did we say her name when we give her an acronym or an AKA?
Guys that talk about dicks. Well, on 60 minutes.
We called her Jess.
We did?
Yeah.
We can talk about it.
You ready?
I would prefer Dustin to kind of lead the story, and then
Joe.
I can kind of...
Who the fuck is this Dustin?
Dustin, Joe.
Joe Dust.
I can't keep the name straight. I'm sorry, but...
Oh, I gotta get it straight.
You know...
We're like, Dustin that pussy off. Like my beard smells like.
Well, that's a perfect segue into what we're talking about.
Oh!
Yes!
Nice!
Here we go! Levels are hot. Levels all right. are hot.
All right. Okay.
This made me...
Well.
Wait, can I get another shot of...
Before we talk about this?
Yes!
Okay. I'm trying to find this guy's no judgment
name.
Okay, no judgment.
Oh, I'm gonna judge.
This is a good segue.
She
segued it off your pussy.
Jess, if you only knew, like, we've talked about Chris Loeffler's bachelor party. We've done some.
I know, but that's not me.
Yeah.
Even though I did it, it's really not something I typically.
This is not something you do on the reg.
No,
say, on the
no.
reg.
That bachelor party was fucking.
So. It was awesome.
So okay,
Sheena
while we're
for
waiting
like a
for
month.
Steve to do whatever he's doing, and then
no, I'm trying to look for the guy.
She's buried over in Illinois somewhere, but it was
yeah.
It was a good night.
She's Tony, buried in Swansea.
We got dead air, so we got to fill dead air real quick.
Okay.
So,
no. Hold, I'm just trying to find that fucking guy.
No. It's cool. We have dead air. It's only gonna take me 3 minutes to find the shit on the internet.
Because we really need to know who's saying with Coolio.
She needs to be inebriated to talk about this, apparently. Yeah. Is there any story that you guys are so embarrassed of you had to be drunk to talk about it? Let's use that as a filler.
It's like we're in the studio.
No, I really don't have any.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I do either.
All of my fucking laundry's been aired out on this bitch anyway. I don't really have, so I got nothing.
I mean, I can be sober and tell you I've had dogs lick peanut butter off my wiener. I mean...
No, that's a given.
It tasted like Bamba to him, I'm sure.
What's the most odd date you've ever had? Because I've never dated. I'm not a dater. I don't.
Man,
date.
I've gone out with girls online before. So.
So what's the most odd date you've ever had?
Hold on, let me think.
I'm thinking of the school teacher story he was telling us.
The school teacher story. I remember
you're
that.
You're talking
one.
About me?
Yeah.
School
like,
teacher.
Yeah, weren't you like banging some chick on a hardwood floor and like you're just essentially just sliding along the floor? You took like her fucking, I don't know, like ADD medicine with some fucking alcohol.
What? Well, it wasn't really that, but holy shit. Yeah, that chick
whatever
was,
spin he
never mind,
throw,
yeah, you're right.
It was way better.
Yeah. No,
I was
that,
like, I remember that shit.
No, that girl's certifiably, I think, crazy.
Awesome.
She's from the internet. I went out with a girl one time, and when I went to kiss her, she turned her face.
Oh, so you wanted
that whore.
Yeah.
So you were trying to get a kiss on the
I
mouth,
actually shot her in the head. And just it was in St. Louis, so nobody even like turned to
it's
cheat
just
to
a stat.
It.
I was like, oh, somebody got shot. It's cool.
Hey, who was the girl that you banged in your car and you had
to fight? Dude.
Yeah, what's her first and last name, Joe?
No, I just said it.
Well, the last four digits of her social.
But wait, before you get into this, no one can hear what Steve's saying.
Yeah, I know. I was just
away from his mic.
You
hear
Steve
like,
I
can.
I can hear in the head. Well,
I'm not going to use names on here.
So her name was Sarah, right?
Yep.
Michelle Geller.
That was actually dangerously close to what her first name was. Yeah.
So, all right. So that's not. But that's not.
That was one of those things where, like. I think we actually talked about this, but it was pre-recording. Okay. Jay probably heard it. I don't remember. And I had, like, footprints on my dashboard. My mom's like, it's so dirty up here. And I was like,
we
yeah,
talked
it's
about
your
that. Yeah. We recorded that. I think we did. Yeah. But.
It was the...
You need to talk on the mic, sir.
Yeah, it was, like, a couple months ago.
Sound guy.
It was... What was it? What was 26 was the Bachelor special, right?
Yeah, he wasn't there for that.
No, it was 25 then, I think.
I don't remember. Yeah, it was
okay.
Like 25. It was a while.
That was the last one we did here.
So
gotcha. Okay.
We're still filling air while she's getting prepared to tell this story, which we probably hyped up way too much at this point.
Yeah, it's... She said I could start...
Oh, you're going to tell the story?
She just told me I could
just
start.
The story.
Well, I mean, you can start, and then she'll come in and...
Kiss ass!
Oh, yep, Steve's watching playoff hockey here. We got a fist of cuffs.
Oh, okay, hold on.
But,
fight.
That's kind of strange. The guys from Chicago aren't known to be violent.
No. Chicago and St. Louis, probably two of the safest cities in the United States going at it. Hockey.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
So, okay. Let the story begin.
Do we have more beer? Is that all gone now?
There's Budweiser.
Can I drink a Bud?
Go for it.
All right. Grab me a Bud. Yeah.
We're just going to drive drunk to the gas station after this episode anyway. We'll get more.
Lori's here, so go get it for us. I'll give her money.
That's courtesy of the brewery.
I still have $300.
That he didn't give back.
Oh,
that
you
charity.
Got.
I
stole from charity.
Charity dollars.
Fuck the gymnast.
Fuck
your dreams.
All right, thank you.
Here, does this hurt? Ow!
So, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could use an alias, right?
For what?
Just call her Jay, for sure, for Jess.
Taking more shots. Oh, thank you.
I guess let's start with the story occurred not here in Missouri. It took a place across the river in a place called Sauget, Illinois.
Yeah, if nobody knows Sauget, Illinois,
which we talked about the east side a lot.
I think we have.
Yeah. Like really early on.
There's like 300 people that live there, and
there's a chemical plant there. I know.
There's a chemical plant that probably.
Who gives a fuck about the chemical
plant? And lots of strippers.
Yes,
strippers.
The home of single mothers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit.
It is. It's where single mothers go to die.
Where hopes and dreams go to die.
Where single mothers go to die. Literally in the field right across from.
Oh my god.
I'm offended, actually.
I'm sorry.
You're dead.
You don't work.
Bitch, you have your gonorrhea infested pussy in my face.
What are you talking?
She doesn't have headphones.
Oh, I don't either. Okay, sorry. We're in the dark.
You guys don't know what
that.
We're laughing about. It was a great God. Drop, though.
That was an awesome. Oh, okay.
Okay, so.
I don't know. I missed it.
I did too.
Oh, God.
He's got a soundboard that we can't hear because we don't have headphones.
Well, it's only funny to half of us, I guess.
No, you'll let.
The internet loves it. Trust us.
So, the night began. I was with Jess, and Laser went with us.
Well, how did the night begin?
We went to a concert over.
Yeah, we went to Sauget to go to Pops.
Pops is right next door to
the. We've used
their
song River City Sound. My friends played there. So we watched them. And they opened for, forgetting the Sublime cover band.
The 40 Ounces of Freedom?
No.
Does it matter?
Badfish, yeah.
Badfish. And so Badfish played. You know, they were really good. So then after that, you know, like when in Rome, of course, you're just going to walk across the parking lot to go to the strip club, Penthouse. And I said, Laser, carry me on your back. We're going over to Penthouse. And so, you know, we went over there. And, I mean, it was just a typical night. We went in there and we're sitting down. And, like, we weren't, like, up on the stage. We were, like on the next little level back, you know. And
we can, like, watch him dance for free.
We were just watching.
Exactly.
We were just
we're
watching
cheap.
And rubbing. We were watching for free and rubbing our hands together.
Well, I must say, the women are much better looking than they were, you know. 15 years ago. At least that was my personal take.
Because they
on.
Shave now.
Because I was always sober when I walked in, so I remember
right.
how they looked.
Yeah, I mean.
And so we were just kind of chilling.
Yeah, we were chilling, and one of the girls came over and sat by Jess and goes, "Well, I can't remember."
Actually, what she said was something along the lines of, "Is that she had a regular client who was wanting to see her give me a lap dance, and that I wouldn't have to pay for it."
Oh.
So I'm like thinking, okay, I've never had a lap dance, so I'm thinking like, what's that video game with like the strippers in it? Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Yeah, where you just hit like triangle the whole time while the girl is playing.
Yeah, hits are gonna grab her ass. Like, okay.
Jess is like, sure, if I get my power bar up to like, they just go away, right? It is okay, GTA is not exactly like real life.
Well, it should Sajay is pretty close.
Sajay is pretty close. I mean,
press X for
you can bring a fully automatic weapon in there, I'm pretty sure. So the girl sat down next to
you. So we had a stripper. She has a regular client wanted to pay. He was
who I never saw. I don't know who this person
is. He was going to pay.
And actually he wasn't there either. Like whenever she came and sat by me, it was just her.
So he was
off. Hey Joe, how much did you pay?
Right, I have no idea who this guy is.
How much did you pay?
I put like one of those like I put one of those the mask from Saw on. The jigsaw mask, and just sat in the corner like
Okay, so he was off in distance, said that she wanted to give
you
a lap dance. So
awesome.
You went, where was the next phase of the story?
So then I agree, and I'm like, yeah, sure, what harm could come of this, right? I mean,
STD could come of it, but that's
yeah, but
the point.
You don't actually sleep with the strippers, right? I mean, how do you, I mean, they're not going
to
like.
You have to wash your clothes.
Okay.
You can.
Apparently these are the things
you
that
go to
I
the
do
ATM.
Not know about, because I'm thinking, okay, a lap dance, like she's going to rub her boobs in my face, cool, whatever. All right, see ya, have a good night. I didn't have to pay for it.
I just didn't say anything because I'm like, yeah, just go.
It's like,
I'm like, it's time for you to have a good life experience.
And the email that we got, it said VIP. VIP is different than the back room, correct?
I don't know what I said. Wasn't it like a VIP room?
Or
whatever
know.
It's called.
Well, how would I know the difference?
Did you have to go through a door, or did you just walk in a back area?
I don't know.
Well, there was a door, but then people walking by could.
And they were serving champagne.
Honestly, I'm going to be really, really honest. I was so entirely intoxicated that I don't really. There could have been a door, there could not. I don't.
Okay.
So her and I walk in, right? And then she literally just starts grabbing my clothes and all, and it was like
she took your clothes off.
Yes, like record speed.
God, that's so gross.
Can we move on?
Can we talk about Batman?
Can we start talking about church or something? This is not.
I'd honestly rather talk about Batman.
But literally, like the thought that was going through my mind is, no man has ever undressed me this fast. Like this woman is very talented.
She was very aggressive.
Yes, she was. She was. So, next thing you know, I'm down to my underwear.
Oh.
Right? And so she...
You were wearing them that night. Good for you.
Important part of the story.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm turning so red. I can feel it. Okay.
You want more tequila?
I am.
Do you want more tequila?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. You want a fan?
No,
I'm fine.
Shut up! Right,
okay. Sorry.
You have your lovely lady to your left, so just stop it.
So would you two shut up? Continue.
Okay, so anyways,
I noticed,
right, I'm down to my underwear, and I'm like, cool, whatever. I mean, at this point, I'm totally comfortable. It's fine, whatever.
What can you really do at that point?
Say, well, please stop.
So she hits my back and, like, kind of bends me over. I'm like,
oh.
Okay, whatever, I mean, that's cool. And
savage.
She bites my ass.
Whoa!
Wow! Okay, now hard enough to draw blood?
No,
okay,
no.
Good. Because that's what we're talking about.
Hard enough to draw blood.
I remember kind of liking it, but then I was like, man, I just sat on a pop's toilet. Like,
Oh.
I always think about that shit, too.
Wait a minute. You didn't put toilet paper down first before you sat on the toilet?
Well, I didn't know somebody was going to be biting my ass later.
And
I mean, I thought I was just...
Put a barrier
you know
down.
What? Joke's on her.
Okay, listen. Sometimes...
That stripper has feces in her mouth right now.
Oh, dude.
There is some feces up in that mouth right now.
That could have happened anyway.
Yeah, finish the story, obviously.
I don't remember where I was.
She
you
bit your
sitting
ass.
On a top pop screen. She licked poop off your
butt. It was kind of like, you know, she was just kind of controlling it. And we're kind of going at it. And then I don't know how long this lasted. How long was I gone?
Like half an hour.
Okay.
Me, Laser, and Sean, their drummer, were there.
Let's rewind.
And I just looked at him. I'm like, she's not dead. I was like, I don't know where
that
the
could
fuck
happen.
I know.
That
I was like, happen. I don't know where the fuck she is, man.
So we're rewind because the story started with.
What are you
going
to do?
Client.
Go up to a bouncer and go, I need to get back there.
Because we think she might
without
be
paying.
Dead. So there was a regular client. Was he there
yeah.
present?
She hasn't
here's
even gotten
the thing.
That.
That's yeah. the thing is that I didn't know or realize that he was there until.
That's
the very
so
end.
Fucking creepy.
But
it's not
no,
even
it
if
is.
You've
okay,
ever
but
gotten
hold
a
on.
Private lap dance there, they are extremely dark back in those rooms. Some
so,
of them
okay, so let me. You want me to just finish? I mean,
yeah, please
pretty
go.
Close
just finish.
End.
Finish.
Going.
I remember all,
we're
I don't
going.
Remember all of the
going.
Video. Yeah, I'm
sorry.
Going.
Okay,
I'm going.
No,
I'm sorry. Going. I'm gone.
So she bit your ass. After she bit your ass, she sat you back down, is what I'm going to think.
Because
yeah,
there was
dance.
Some sort of flipping. I think I might have been on her at one point, and yeah, I'm not really exactly sure how. Okay. Or what
I think
order.
You're
going
to need to remember those details.
Huh?
I think Steve's taking notes
yeah,
right
I
now.
I do remember us comparing boobs and admiring each other's breasts. That was kind of fun.
Okay.
So anyway, so what ended up happening
What's
is...
What's not fun about...
Wait a
that
second.
Was
hold on, stop.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I do.
That
man.
Was the...
Two chicks at the same time, man.
Yeah!
That was the time so where Lori did not have her professional camera in the room.
Thank God. I want no memory of this. So it's good.
Well, I'm glad we're bringing it back
on the internet for everyone to remember with you.
Sorry, they don't know her name.
So then, you know, everything is going great, right? I'm happy. I'm like, this is kind of cool, you know? I'm
it's,
not
a, it's an experience.
I'm not necessarily yeah. into
That's exactly
chicks,
my
but it was
point
like, I'm open to, like, it's cool, whatever, you know? Yeah. So then I look over and I see the guy. And he is like rubbing himself
oh,
through
no.
his jeans.
Oh.
And I remember looking at her. And
like
she
this?
Was
or?
Like, she was on top of me. Like I was kind of like laying down. And I said, how much longer? And she said, just a few more minutes.
She
and
looked
said,
over at him and goes,
I'm like,
should
okay.
be any time now.
Because once I noticed him, I'm like, I don't feel like this is not
this
fun
is
anymore. This
now.
Is
yeah.
really, really uncomfortable.
But
like,
remember,
where the hell
she
did
tell you
from?
She had like a... recurring client.
Yes,
I mean, I would have
but I
just
didn't
assumed.
See him. Yeah. He must have totally, like, I don't know what happened.
Sitting
he snuck
at, he was in the shadows. He
yes.
was like the Dark Knight.
Yes, he was.
League of Shadows.
So literally yeah, probably yeah. 2 minutes after that, I grabbed my clothes and threw them on, and I was like, I'm out. And then I went over to Dustin. I'm like, let's go, like, now.
No,
I
you sat
I
down
home.
For a minute. You're like, I don't know what just happened.
you had to feel a little violated. It was a violation.
I was like, you can't sit that. Down and just say that. Yeah. I'm like, holy shit.
Well, the proper thing would do would be go get her a hot dog outside. Yeah.
I'd be like, Jess, what does this remind you of? What does this remind you of?
That's because I'm sorry.
Wait, let me put it under my jeans.
Because yeah. They had the barbecue outside still, right?
Oh, yeah, they still have food out there. Yeah.
Did they? I totally missed that. I threw it up before. That was really gross. But.
Yeah, no, because you were in a freaking night. Comatose trance at that time.
Oh, jeez.
And then, like, on the whole ride home, she's like, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah.
Jeez.
I thought, and, like, me and Lady's like, who gives a shit? You did, nothing happened that we know of.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's online somewhere.
But
it's probably on YouTube.
It's a good story. It's, a, yeah. It's, a good it's pretty harmless, to be honest with you. It's.
I mean, I've had.
I didn't either
I've had
then.
Strippers before, like, on lap dances, you know, and, like, they'll get on you and they'll stick your hand down your pants, you know, and they're like, dude, I'll get you off for 40 more bucks. I'm like, but there's like a $4 fee at the ATM.
Did they lower it? Because it used to be like $10.
I think it was like $4 or something like that. I was like, can you just look at it?
We're totally skipping over the fact that they'll give you a hand job for 40 bucks. Is that the deal?
Is that
no,
all?
No, she's going to make him do himself for 40
oh.
bucks. What that sounds like, right?
No, no she would have done it to me.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. I'm pretty good looking. She probably would have done more than that, to be honest. You don't know, want to know what Pop's toilets that dingleberry was above.
God damn it.
That is, I always
Going
think about that
back
too.
To
like,
that.
Like, when, it, like, say people that meet each other in clubs and they go back, you're like, you're just like going down on a chick that's been sitting on public toilets.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. There's feces there, letting you know. Still.
You're like, where are those sores on your mouth? I don't know, from some other chicks.
That's true.
I feel kind of, yeah, I'm not too happy about this. It's kind of gross.
Just
kinda
don't,
the kind
just
of
be
out,
safe,
the guy
people.
Being there,
they make, God created dental dams for a reason.
Well, and you know
oh
what,
God.
Honestly.
Or in a pinch, you get like a Gladlock bag.
Oh my God.
Because yeah, who talked about
that? And then
that?
You can tongue punch until the sun comes up. And, like, nothing's going to happen.
Is this episode over?
Wait, Are we going to call this one Tongue Punch in the Fart Box?
Yes! Yes! That's fucking awesome!
Jesus, Steve is so loud.
You can't get that on YouTube or iTunes.
Yeah, we can't get that
fast.
Yeah, can't get that fast.
That's true.
You could just do Tongue Punch.
Yeah.
Probably it'll probably just be just a story.
Name it.
No, just do Tongue Punch
name
it's in the... And then that's
no, you
it.
Name it ISIS, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump. It'll get a lot of hits.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
okay,
let's,
so back to the toilet story, though. Can we talk about that for
there's
just
a
second?
Yeah,
you, no, there's not a story, but okay. You like think that it's really gross. I think
it's
that's
really gross.
Women sometimes are totally fine hovering. It was just one of the nights when I'm like, there's no urine on it. I wiped it off with toilet paper. I'm like, I'm good.
I'm sure a chick's not going to be biting my ass here in an hour.
See, what she's trying to justify the fact that she sat down.
Hell yeah.
But if you've been drinking.
It does happen. I don't want to hover every time I have to pee.
Especially if you're
wasted.
Yeah, if you've been drinking, it takes
a lot
of coordination.
You're like, fuck it. I want to sit down.
We have other ladies here to get their perspectives. We need to get that.
Do you hover all
the
time?
No, here, yes.
Because here's the thing.
Oh!
The thing is, I know you're wasted. I know you really got to go, but to go one, two, three, four
no,
pieces
she
of toilet
can't,
paper
no.
right on top to create that barrier.
Oh, my God. Lori just jerked off my finger here. Hello. Oh, my God.
That'll be $40. Well,
no, that's $40, dude.
Oh, I got $40.
I got $40 charity dollars.
Yeah, he robbed from charity.
You know what? Honestly, that's coming from a man, though, that never really has to sit down to go pee.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Well, stop
up every time I pee. All right,
we've had bathroom.
I don't like to spray around my
we've
toilet.
We've had this discussion. And sometimes
especially
you do
with
just
the kidney
sit down,
stone.
You
know. It's like
the
a,
bathroom
it's like
etiquette
put your
thing.
Thumb over a hose.
The bathroom.
Why is that understandable for you? Like, sometimes
what?
A dude's got to sit down.
No, well, here.
No,
no. Here's the thing.
I'm selective of where I sit down at.
If you do. It's the thing is, if you don't have the ass gasket on there, you have sometimes
ass gasket.
It's he's talking about
the thin paper.
The thing you get out. Wait, that's good you bring that up. I am anti-gasket. I will not use those. They're disgusting.
This is how anal I am. If I have to go take something, I will wet it down, get soap on it, and wipe it off, and then go back through it.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Steve, Lori is right here.
So wait. So, I need to understand that made no sense to me.
Okay.
I need to understand this.
All right, so if you go into the toilet, like,
so you're
going
in.
You're a pops, and you're going
no,
to...
Well, no, not there.
So he's talking about
I don't
right
go
here
there.
In his own home.
I'm just saying, if I... No,
he walks with handy wipes in his pocket.
From Jay's bathroom etiquette thing about, you know, separation of stalls. And
well, his story was about the guy that dumped ice, and he took a turd on the ice.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go sit down and
pee. Tony said this. No, you guys, a couple episodes ago, it's about when you go into a stall, if they're all full, you have to go into whatever. But if you separate yourself. And all I'm saying is, if you go in to a stall, and if somebody doesn't do it good enough, and you see like a fucking like line at the center back of the fucking thing, it's did you fucking shit back?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's like,
here's the problem with your equation of
they
how
don't
I can
have
shit.
That problem. Well, women don't have that problem.
About
we do.
Shitting
we
on the
poop,
seat,
first of all.
that is
I'm
true.
Just, no, but about here, that, she's
you
sitting
said,
on something that has some chicks like. Vagina squirt, whatever she's going there.
I don't think that happens.
No, no, here.
It happens.
So if I take a giant wad of toilet paper and I wipe it off, I just don't.
You said you go in and you wet something down with soap. So that means you've gone into the toilet, retreated out of said toilet, gone to the sink, and what did you use to wet down? A paper towel or toilet
paper? Yeah, paper towel, yeah.
Have you ever lost your stall because you went to go clean it?
But that's the best. You would lose your stall, possibly.
No, and you know what? I actually go to another floor if I have to.
Okay, well, that's understandable. I go to other
But I'm just saying, with them...
The knuckle.
The knuckle.
But I'm just saying, in her defense, it's like, if you want to... If you have to, it's like, fuck it,
but see,
I
gotta
go.
You go a step further. All
I do.
Saying, all
I'm
she
not...
needed to do was take toilet paper and put down the four
If you do that, if they don't have
Wait,
the ass
important
gasket.
Important question, did Tony just wipe down the seat when he went in?
Hold on. Hey, Tony, are you good?
I'm peeing all over the seat.
Don't worry, I'll sit in it later.
Oh. I'll just
usually doesn't Tony just go pop a squat on the side of the house?
So I'll just pour
so
some.
Here, I will say this.
Some tequila on the
toilet
seat. It'll be good.
I will say this. I agree. It's not fair that you have to hover. Hovering has to suck. I would never want to hover. That's ridiculous to have to
and
hover.
And I think I did hover the first few times. But
okay.
You know how, like, once you break the seal and you've been
yeah,
drinking,
drinking
all, like,
you gotta go
hours
all night.
And
yeah,
hours
yeah,
and
yeah.
hours, and then
yeah.
you're just like, You know what? I'm just done. Fuck it. I'm going to sit down. You kind of wipe it off, and you're like, okay, I'm good. It's
but
dry.
It's
sitting down.
The women's bathroom is way different than the guy's bathroom,
whenever
though.
Somebody's going to...
Girls are disgusting,
ass,
though. Don't say that.
You know?
Oh,
I don't know.
Girls are gross.
Well, if
you
got some guys like, oh, the fucking toilet seat's a girl. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're fucking like, oh, yeah, it's great.
I will say this says a lot about her personality, that she felt bad, that she knew that she sat down and goes, that's not exactly
but
the
I
cleanest.
Didn't say a damn thing.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't let her know. But
that
you
stripper's probably
like,
had worse in her mouth.
You know,
that
yeah.
That night she's
probably
had worse.
Probably 5 minutes later. Shit. And the girl, you could have told
her. For 40 bucks.
Yeah. You could have told
her. Paid them enough.
Okay, to be fair, it would have been $44. Shit. But you could have told the girl that, oh, I just sent a pop story. She's like, it's okay, I'm going to chew gum after this.
So I'm trying to give you kudos. That was nice that you had that thought. It makes you very sensitive to her.
We got, yeah, it's 2:45. Let's we got to end this. Tony, hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, you got to wrap us
come
up.
Come on, man.
Here.
Okay.
We got to go
Jesus
with that one.
Jesus Christ. You and your fucking toilet seat shit. Hurry up. Let's go.
It just bothers me. Ugh.
I sit down to pee.
Dude, it is. I'm serious. That shit is fucking horrible.
The public, and any public toilet occasion, there has to be a
well,
barrier. There has
no.
to be a
yes! Hey! Fuck you, Chicago, pieces of shit!
Except Lollapalooza, I do love you, Chicago. I just hate the Blackhawks.
Okay. The Blackhawks, the Cubs, right. The Bears.
That was a good story, though.
You know.
Oh, yeah, sorry. We don't have a NBA
so you brought it.
Team
I thought
here.
You liked
my name.
The problem
Tony,
I was going to
yeah.
have was he hyped
I
it up
watch
so
some people
oh,
jamming some
it.
Balls.
It would have been easy to under-deliver. She delivered on that story. It was a
yeah,
good story.
Tony loves
on.
The guys jamming the balls.
Vague.
That's why
yeah.
I watch this basketball. In the fucking no. episode, we
and
gotta
then
go.
When
wrong.
We go to Pops in like 3 more weeks after Point
Oh,
Fest.
Hey.
You know what was
she's gonna remember this story.
Do you remember when I was texting you? I'm like, she probably wasn't even hot, and you were like, no, she was hot. And I'm like, okay.
She was. Yeah. It's not like she was missing a leg or something. Hobbled over. She walked down, and I had to, like, do a really quick tuck, so I'm like, I'm hiding it. I'm like, yeah, you guys should totally go back to the bathroom together. Or the wherever.
Yeah.
VIP room, bathroom, it's the same.
Whatever, yeah.
So
then I went and took a piss and had to, you know, tip a guy a dollar.
That's yeah. Did he give
you
a... You
know what I hate?
What'd he do?
I hate peeing in urinals. Call it stage fright, what you will.
That's
I
not
hate
uncommon.
It.
That's not uncommon. And I don't have that issue.
He's stage fright.
That comes from his dad.
I stand back like
it
six
does.
Inches and like show everybody like, look at that. The well, stream, I mean.
We're not a visual podcast.
If I had 6 inches, I'd stand back that far, Tony.
Oh, sorry. I make it look at the arch, you know what I'm saying?
But you've got like a guy that looks like Clay Aiken sitting on a stool.
Watching
and he
your
just
business,
watches
yeah.
you pee. And he waits till you're done. And then he like starts squirting like soap on like yeah. shit. I'm like, dude, stop watching me piss. I'm fine. Like, I'll give you a dollar. Just fucking turn your head.
So
like,
here's
hey,
the thing.
You want some cologne?
Can,
you want a mint? I'm like,
if
yeah.
The occasion
just
calls,
stop looking at my dick.
Will you wait until there's not a urinal, but a stall available?
Oh, yeah.
You'll hold
dude,
off.
Dude, I'll go
you'll
to, like,
Blues
games. Oh, I mean, but those... See, I think stalls go faster than urinals, too.
Yeah,
people don't
always yeah.
think about that, but
yeah.
they do. Because you always see, like, one guy waiting for a stall. I'm like, yeah, I'm waiting for a stall.
Yeah.
Then you got 18 guys waiting for the pisser. I'm like, ha!
So that means at Mizzou, you will not go in the trough. Because you would, I don't even know if
I will go.
They still
have
the
be,
trough at Mizzou?
Yeah, they still
have I just
trough.
Have to be really drunk. I'm like, I don't care. Just look at it. Yeah, I shaved it to his design yesterday.
125. 125, please. Yeah.
Okay.
But
all right, Tony, wrap us up, man. We got to get going here.
Okay, are we done here?
We can still
yeah.
go on etiquette on this. This is a good etiquette topic. Where do you stare? Do you stare up or straight ahead?
I stare right down at
right
it.
Down? You yeah. go down? Do you stare at your down,
I,
or do you actually...
I look at the guy
episode.
Right next to me, like, dead in the eyes. Episode. Just like...
And then he says...
I'm like,
do
you make
still
eye
going?
Contact? You make eye contact?
I'm still going.
I'm like the guy...
Are you going? Hey, bro.
I'm going.
I'm
hey, bro.
Like, remember Calvin?
We're in this together.
Yeah,
we're in this together,
right.
And we're going to make this
remember
happen.
Remember Calvin on Waiting?
Do you ask him to turn his head around?
I look at the guy next to me and go, stop staring at my dick! I don't hear any pee coming out.
Oh, God.
I just want to make it known that you can feel comfortable standing next to me. I won't judge you, bro. It's all good. You don't
I
have to.
Foreskin or not, there
I
you go.
I would rather pee next to a girl than a guy, I think. But I think that's because my hormones are out of whack right now. Thanks to all the drugs that the doctors gave
me. Okay, here's another question. I know we're going long on this episode, but I'm having a good time with it. When guys never talk to each other in the bathroom normally, right?
Yeah, they do.
No,
dude.
Not
go
normally.
To like a
not at sporting events, unless
not,
you have some drunk fucker there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Okay, at work. Even at a work occasion. Like, if you're at work at the stall, no one's really talking to each other.
Generally, no.
Generally,
correct.
Do
but
girls talk to each other by through the stall kind of shit.
Yeah.
It has to be a friend.
Unless they're Snapchatting. Hey, look at this. I'm peeing right now. Here you go.
Maybe you should write these topics down for next time because it is interesting when people answer their phone while they're going to the bathroom and there's toilets flushing in the background.
If you're in a bar or a club drinking, yes. Women, you talk, but at work, no. Okay. Don't talk to me. Well, yeah, if you know somebody.
Do you know, is there one offender at your work that normally does that? They'll talk no matter whether you want to.
I know a few people.
Yeah.
That's why I take my headphones off.
I know all the girls that don't wash their hands. Shoes. I'm like, I saw your shoes.
That's Jason the other day.
You ran straight out.
There's a guy that got done doing the number two, and that motherfucker walked right out. I heard. And he walked out. I'm like, dude, you're gonna shit yourself. What the hell?
Next,
I'm like, oh my God.
Next episode, bathroom etiquette.
Yes.
More
29.
This
more.
This has been a lot.
Oh, I've got some stories.
You got more? Okay.
Yeah. We got 10 minutes here to take a break. Let's go.
We record a quick hour.
Okay.
Oh, she done with us? She's having a bad time? Okay.
She's leaving?
No, I'm
stop it.
They rode together.
You savage. All
right. Yeah, no. It's what time is it?
Yeah, it's 2:50. Yeah, we got an hour and 10. We got to take a break. Come on.
There you go.
Well, fantastic. Well, we hit this one out of the park.
We
I must
did.
Say.
That
yeah,
was that was good.
Okay. He's really excited over there.
Hey, I'm $400. Well, no, $330 richer.
You stole from kids, Steve.
I did not
from
steal from kids. Fuck you.
God. Anyway,
she was there. God damn it.
He's so loud.
I know. I don't even. That's why I didn't put
I'm
earbuds.
I'm yelling from over here because I bought an expensive microphone.
The neighbors won't have to download this one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Do you want me to buy you these microphones too, fuckers? Let's go. Come on.
You're good.
Jesus Christ.
He's been trying to for like the last 15 minutes.
Anyone have sex with my sister, it's going to be me.
That's also what she said when she left the VIP room.
Oh, man.
Yes.
All
right. Well, perfect way to exit this one.
Yes.
All right. Awesome.
Shut up, dude.
Okay.
Just do a quick one.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you again for listening to our return to
is it
podcasting.
28?
This is
28.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Thank you for listening to episode 28 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com. We are also on the social media. Check us out on our Instagram and Twitter accounts at Nerdcast. Fuck you, Jay.
I'll trade nudes for nudes.
That's NYRDCAST. We're on Facebook. Fucking Google it. We don't even do anything with it. But yes, anyway, thanks again for joining us. I go by the name of Toner.
Jay.
Matt.
Jess, do you want to say?
Lessica.
Lessica. I'm Ho Dust.
Sound guy Steve.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
See ya!
Bye. I'm rich, bitch!
I'm gonna get you, Superman!
Okay.
They call me Lickopedia, because my beard smells like pussy.
Here's the band Yellow Card with their song, Way Away.